Ever get the feeling you're being watched online? It's data brokers. They collect your personal info, your browsing habits, where you live, and who you're related to, and then sell it to the highest bidder. Aura helps stop that. Aura automatically removes your personal info from data broker sites and keeps it off. It also monitors the dark web, protects your devices, alerts you to real-time threats, and more. Start your free trial at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen for your free trial.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control, and the dunk! Oh, my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
The gang is all here for the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Today on the program, Harry Harrison will join us in the next segment. We'll get your text messages at 662-426-1093. Then we'll have a couple of guests in the last segment. We'll start off with Zach Berry of the Ole Miss Spirit, then Coach Mark Adams of the Ole Miss basketball team. We've got all the usual things that we need to do on a Monday. How are we doing, everybody?
Doing good, man. How about yourself?
Good. Excellent.
Just excited about this portal. I'll tell you what, with the new portal / NIL, it's made December fun. I'm not going to lie.
It is. It's wild, though. Like, we've said that over and over again as to teams like Marshall. They don't have, they're backing out of bowl games. Enter a 5-7 Louisiana Tech. Today, Dave Clawson at Wake says he's resigning, going somewhere else in the athletic department. Now, that team has until December 30. We've got to move this past the bowl games, right? Don't we have to get it transfer portal-wise?
Don't ask me. All I know is that anytime somebody enters the portal, fans think, are we getting him?
Yeah.
there's only 500 or 600 in the portal. You know, so it's kind of funny to me.
Well, the December 28 deadline is curious to me because the bowl games and especially the playoffs don't end until, you know, mid-January or mid to late January for the teams that are in the playoffs. How do you end it on December the 28th? I know you can make a decision after that, but your name has to go into the portal by the 28th, and all those players that are practicing for the playoffs, that's kind of a hard thing to do, to go in the portal while you're practicing with your team.
But we're seeing some of that happen.
Yeah, a few, but I mean, it still puts a stigma around you when you go in the portal and while you're practicing with the team and saying, I'm going to leave you, you know, as soon as this is over. I don't think they got that right.
No, that doesn't make sense, obviously. But what does make sense? I mean, we're hearing rumors of $1.7 million a year for a cornerback, you know, or a 5'10 wide receiver. I mean, it's and look, I'm one of those that thinks players need to be compensated. But
same here.
I think it's gone nuts.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be some. You got to get the numbers back in line with what they should be, and I don't know what the answer is for that.
I don't either. I don't have any answers, but I got a hell of a lot of questions.
Well, how many people get paid 1.7 that you know of, Chuck? I know you followed the NIL.
Well, not many, but what I'm saying is that the price of poker's gone way up this year.
That's true.
That's the problem. If it had stayed like it was 2 years ago, it wouldn't be any problems.
But you're about to get an extra $20 to $22 million in the pot for the P4 program.
So well, it's not an extra $22 million. It's the same $22 million. Now the NIL is going to be legitimate, where you have to do a commercial or you have to do an appearance or you have to sign footballs or something to get that money. And you have a clearinghouse that tells you what your NIL is worth.
Yeah, that will never, ever happen, Chuck. You know as well as I do that as soon as they try to implement that law or bylaw, that will be shot down by the court.
Eventually, but that stuff like that stays in the court for years.
Well, no, what happens is just like the past rulings, when they do that and then they threaten the lawsuit, they know, and then they take away that. I don't think you'll ever see it capped on what these players, the fair value of an NIL for a commercial or something like that. I don't think that will ever come into law or by law.
I do, but I don't think it'll be. I'm like you, I don't think it'll last long, but I think it's already been pretty much established that's going to happen.
Well, that's what they're saying is going to happen, but for it to actually happen, I don't think that occurs, because then you're going to get lawsuits, not only to revoke that, you're going to get personal lawsuits from the players, and the NCAA is going to lose even more money.
We opened the show talking about First South Farm Credit, over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities in agriculture. They'll help you through the financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Five things from Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse and our friend Steve Grantham. He operates 9 of them in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, first thought, I think Lane Kiffin has this portal thing down to a science. The Rebels currently have the number 2 portal class in the country, with the number 1 interior offensive lineman, number 3 defensive end, number 5 defensive end, number 3 tight end, and the number 15 cornerback already signed. They are simply reloading, not rebuilding. Thought number 2, there are still many areas that need to be addressed in this portal class. The 2 biggest needs in my eyes are running back and wide receiver. Thought number 3, the news that 2-time Ole Miss wide receiver signee Deion Smith is going to have to get to settle for attending Grambling is very sad news to my ears. The young man from Jackson tried for 3 years to get in Ole Miss and just came up short academically. Personally, I'm rooting for his future success, and so should all Ole Miss fans. Thought number 4, the Ole Miss hoops team played what I thought was the best half of the season Saturday against Southern Miss in the second half to help propel them to their highest ranking since 2013. And the last thought of the day, speaking of freshmen developing in hoops, what about the play of Eduardo? He's no longer timid on offense and is quietly becoming one of their more crafty defenders.
All right, Harry Harrison coming up on the other side of the break.
At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it could still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership? We'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats the Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number 1 real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of 5-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physician for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, boys and girls, still to go. Text message at 662-426-1093. We encourage you to send in some there at 426-1093. Some injuries, we'll talk basketball, we'll talk recruiting, and now the Game Day Outlook brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929, 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. Here's Mr. Harry Harrison. Hello.
What's going on, gentlemen? How are you tonight?
Doing good, brother. How about yourself?
It's all good. It's all good. My wife's in here wrapping presents. I'm just sitting back talking to you guys.
Yeah, yeah. 128 Hillside Drive's my address, Harry. Send mine.
I hear you, brother.
Yancey and I were and the guys were talking about before some of the draft predictions of some of these NFL guys of some of our guys, and they got Trey Amos in the first round, Walter Nolan in the first round, and I think both of those are legit. What about you?
I would say yes. I mean, I think Walter Nolan's probably a top 15 or 20 pick. I would think Trey Amos. And, of course, Chuck, you don't know what's nationwide. You know, we might know a little bit about the Southeastern Conference, but I don't watch enough other football, especially college football, outside of us or somebody in the SEC to really know what's out there. But it depends on what year years and how many is it a good year for corners? Is it not a good year for corners? But I think Trey Amos has had certainly had a first round type of season. He's been our shutdown guy since day one and really, really played well.
And Walter, obviously, I think is a first rounder.
I think he's now on six All American teams, I think I read today or something.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good start having 1 year in Oxford for sure.
They got Princely and Trey Harris in the second round, and Jared Ivey and Jackson Dart in the third round. And we were kind of surprised that we didn't see J.J. Pegues anywhere on the list. But the thing we were looking at only went three rounds.
You know, I think J.J. Pegues is the ultimate team guy. I mean, any NFL team that will draft J.J. Pegues is going to get a great player and a great person, and it's going to, you know, give it all. It's totally different league, college and NFL, so it's not the camaraderie you think it would be. At least it wasn't 50 years ago, but because it's become such a business and everybody's out to make some money. But J.J. Pegues would be a great player to have on your team. I wouldn't hesitate to draft him. There's so many things you can do with him, whether he's inside or outside, or maybe give it to him on fourth down. Who knows? But I would certainly like to have him on my team if I owned an NFL team for sure.
So talk to us a little bit, Harry, about how you think the coaches are going to approach this bowl game since, you know, we're a little disappointed not making the college football playoff. And, you know, we're playing a Duke team that looks like their top two quarterbacks are gone. What's the motivating factor here?
10-win. You want a 10-win season. You want to continue that stretch, Chuck, and then you want to continue to do that. And you want these guys who are this is the last game to have that camaraderie with their guys one more time. I mean, you know, some of them may only play a quarter. Some of them may play a half. I don't look for any of them to play a full game. We'll see. You know, see how the game unfolds, of course. But I think a chance to get together again at a resort status like we're going to down at Sawgrass, I think it'd be a good opportunity. And you're motivating to win one more game and have 10-win seasons now, what, three out of the last 4 years? Would that be right?
Yeah,
that'd be right. And so I think that's motivation enough. And maybe there's one other thing, Chuck. If you don't play, you don't get paid. So maybe that motivates you.
I think that is one motivator for sure. You don't get your NIL check. I noticed where right now Walter's saying he's going to play in the bowl game, but My understanding is Pooh Paul, who is also declared for the draft, has decided he may not play in the bowl game. Now, that obviously that could change for both of them, but that's just the right now comment.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that one. I have not, you know, they start practicing again, I think, Sunday afternoon, perhaps, maybe Saturday, but I have not been out there. I got to be on the road the next couple of days, so maybe at the end of the week I'll get out there and see. But and then, of course, the right tackle, Michael Pettis, I'm not sure exactly what that unfolded, but I take it he's not going to play. So
no, he was dismissed. He was dismissed from the team.
Is that what
right
it was?
Yeah, right after the Egg Bowl.
Okay. All right. Well, you know more about that than I do, of course. Yeah. But yeah, I you know, Nolan said he was going to play, but we'll see. You know, as time gets closer. But if they're out there practicing, I feel sure they're going to play in the game. But saw a little bit about Duke today. Their defense, they line up with six and seven in the box every play. Do a lot of blitzing and a lot of gambling. So they came away with a lot of tackles for losses and sacks on the year. Really, you know, nationally kind of behind the Rebels. They were stuck in there not too far from the Rebels on sacks and tackles for losses. But they've got a really good linebacker that plays inside and outside named Alex Howard, and he had 13 tackles for losses and six sacks on the season. And well, it'll be interesting, Chuck. Their defense really gambles. Can we set up some sort of run game? And definitely can we pass pro? They've not seen a passing attack like this unless it was Miami in their game, and I hadn't seen that game yet. I watched them against Wake Forest, and they I think they beat Wake Forest by 6 or 7 points at Wake. But it'll be interesting to see offensively what they can get done. Obviously, we know we can play defense, and if you're back to your third string quarterback, that'll be an uphill battle offensively for them. But we'll have to be really sharp offensively because they're going to bring a lot of heat. They're going to move some guys around, and they like to line up with four down linemen and three linebackers tucked in there right behind them, and they just about blitz every play, whether it's a run or a pass. So I think the tight ends for us will play a big part in this game in quick passes, slants, and, you know, quick outs and those type things, unless we can figure out that we're going to be able to pass block them and give Jackson Dart plenty of time. Then we'll throw it down the field, but they'll play a lot of zone, and I look for us to do well there. But you got to get back in timing. You know, when you're off a few weeks, timing is a big issue. So hopefully that'll take place over the next few weeks, and we'll be ready to play come January the 2nd.
Well, I think you made a good point there. Manny Diaz, their head coach, is defensive coordinator that's always played an aggressive style defense, and I'm sure that's what they're coaching at Duke.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing, Chuck. I mean, he was a defensive coordinator down at Mississippi State years ago and then was the head coach at Miami. And then, you know, wound up, well, I think, with Penn State as a defensive coordinator. The year we played him last year, he had just taken the Duke job, but he had been the D coordinator all year for them. And we knew what kind of defense we were facing going into that game. And so that's what they do. They like to do a lot of blitzing. They like to crowd the line of scrimmage and put about seven in the box and dare you to, you know, to run it at them, or which tells the quarterback, hey, we got to throw it. You know, you got seven in the box. How are you going to block all seven? But Wake Forest did a pretty good job of doing that. And then, of course, if you blitz a lot of times, then you got to pick that up from your passing game. But offensively, they averaged 4 or 5 or 6 yards less than their opponents did per game offensively, which is kind of, you'd think to win 9 games, you had a pretty terrific offense, but it was just so-so. It looks like, just from statistics, I hadn't actually chance to watch it, but now you're going to back up to that third string quarterback and try to get it done. That'll be interesting to see how they do against the Rebel defense.
Harry, real quickly before we go to the break, how do you see Ole Miss attacking this against Duke? Do you think they give a lot of playing time to the younger guys to give them some reps before next season, or are they just going to stick with the starters until maybe the game gets out of hand and then put them in?
No, I think yes, and that's one of the good things about being in a bowl game, to get those extra practice time. So I think a lot of the backups and younger guys are going to see a lot of practice time in the next 2.5 weeks. And I look to see the same rotation, especially on that defensive front. Will we rotate? Once we settle in on those five offensive linemen, we might exchange some guards. I don't know that we'll exchange tackles. I feel like you'll have Jaden Williams and Diego Pounds playing left and right. It depends. Jaden Williams did practice some at right tackle during the fall as he was rehabbing. So that could be the starter on that side. But I think you'll see some inside swapping around. And I assume everybody's healthy. You know, we've had a few weeks to get back healthy. Of course, Jackson had a bad ankle even against Mississippi State, but I'm assuming he's already back 100%. I guess the only guy that won't play is Trey Harris from the injury standpoint. But other than that, I think we'll be ready to go. And I don't think we'll have many opt-outs, Chuck. Like I say, I don't know that we're going to have many guys play an entire game, but I think they'll all be there.
Thank you, Harry. Really appreciate your analysis.
All right, bud. Talk to
Thanks,
you later.
Buddy.
You too. Thank you again.
Text messages coming up next, 426-1093 to join us.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes, and the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gemble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Gemble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Right, text message time at 662-426-1093. Everybody's in the house. We've got Yancey perusing around other rooms. We've got Gordon, Chuck, and Darb here. Your text messages, we'll start with this one. It is from the 903 area code. Since Logan Diggs didn't play this year, does he get a medical red shirt and have 3 years to play? Answer no. Is?
No. I mean, he can get a medical red shirt, but he's only got one more year to play, I think. Well, that's my understanding.
That is correct. Mine as well.
All right. Other than that, I mean, we kind of went over most of everything is how long you think, you know, a Jackson Dart's going to play. How much will we see Simmons in this bowl game? Things like that are popping up.
I think the number one priority is to get the 10th win. But if they get a comfortable lead, I think you'll see a lot of those guys get pulled out, and I think you will see a lot of Simmons. But I think that they want that 10th win more than anything.
Yeah, I agree. I think you got to get that 10th win. That'll be 3 and 4 years. Which hasn't happened since, well, has that ever happened, Chuck? Since they used to only play 9-10 games in the vault days?
Yeah, I not that I, I don't know. Back in the early 60s, it probably happened. But
you know, another thing, too, is I guess the portal window will be closed by the second, so maybe not. But you got to keep these players happy, too, right? Because just because they haven't entered the portal, don't think that other teams aren't trying to give them some offers. So, mm-hmm. you know, you always got to take that factor in it as well.
One other thing, too, Chuck, you know, Jackson Dart, he's, you know, projected third round. I'm thinking that Kiffin's going to let him try to throw for a lot of yards before his senior season is over.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's already in the record books. He's got the most passing yards ever for an Ole Miss quarterback and the most total offense for an Ole Miss quarterback.
But yeah, you would think that they would, you know, really want him to look good for the NFL
sure,
draft, too,
sure.
because it makes Kiffin look good that his quarterback is going there. And, you know, you were talking about Logan Diggs. I mean, do you think that there's a chance he could play in this bowl game?
Yeah, I think there is a chance. I don't know that he will, but I think there's certainly a chance because he started practicing a little bit before the Egg Bowl. And then, what are you looking at, a month? So, you know, another month, he should be closing in on being a right.
I do, too. And I hear from people inside the IPF, he looks really good right now, Chuck.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, they're going to need it next year, that's for sure.
662-426-1093. If you have any other thoughts as far as text messages are concerned, shoot them on in to us, and we'll try and get to them. They are presented by Cannon Cleary McGraw. You can go to ccmoxford.com if you have your real estate needs.
I just got a text that asked me about the true freshmen, the ones we just signed. Can they come in now and practice for the bowl, and can they play in the bowl? Yes, they can come in and practice, but they can't play in the bowl. And we've got two kids that we signed last month or earlier this month that are already here, defensive tackle Andrew Maddox and tight end Hayden Bradley are here. They're going to practice with the team, but no, they cannot play in the bowl.
And I believe last year Cam Franklin was in that group that practiced for the bowl, right,
Chuck? He did, and yeah.
That got him ahead of the curve going into this year against playing time. And I tell you what, I watched Maddox in that Mississippi-Alabama game, and that kid is some kind of good. And they're going to need it. You know, Ole Miss is losing four of their studs on that defensive line and got a lot of young guys coming in. But, you know, Maddox has got that quick first step, kind of like we saw from, what's his name, from South Panola that played years back.
Isaac Gross.
Bigger, you know, he's 6'2", 270. Isaac was about 240. But, you know, that's good to get those kids, especially those positioning needs, and get what – it's supposed to be 15 practices in the Chuck, but I don't think Lane does but about 7, 8.
No, he'll do about 11 or 12.
11, yeah. But regardless, it gets them in the system and gets their feet wet before spring.
Yeah.
Before we talk about injuries, let me remind you that next week and – Yancey, you remind me if I'm correct. We are not doing a program on Monday night of next week.
Yeah, we're not going to do that for Christmas.
All right, so we'll take the Christmas week off, so no Rebel Yell coming up next week. Injury report brought to you by Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They're the official orthopedic team of physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. They've been a part of the Oxford community for 27 years. Clinics in Oxford, Grenada, Calhoun City, Cleveland, Hernando, and Tupelo. You can reach them at 662-513-2000 or go to the website oxfordortho.org.
Well, obviously, you know Trey Harris is not going to play in a bowl game. He got surgery right after the Egg Bowl. And Gordon, maybe you know a little bit about this. What's the deal with Matthew Morrell? Does he have a back injury?
No, he's got an Achilles, I believe.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, that's kind of – it was his knee, my bad. It's his knee, and they're just resting him because, you know, they come out of the Saturday game where they're playing, like, Queens College or something out of Canada, and then they play Memphis the following week on the 28th. So I think they're saving him. And then you got your first SEC game on February the 4th here at home.
January 4th.
And, you know, I think they're saving him.
Okay. So you're thinking that he's close to healthy now.
I think he's close to healthy. I heard it's kind of a precaution.
Okay.
That they're not playing him.
Good deal. That's good to hear. They're going to need him in the SEC schedule, even though they've been playing pretty well without him. So.
That's true, but I don't know if any of y'all been following the league. I mean, you win the SEC, ACC Challenge, 14-2. You know, Kentucky struggled with Louisville, who Ole Miss beat pretty good. And then you had Illinois get beat by Tennessee the other night by 2 points, and several other games in Texas A&M beating Purdue. I mean, this is going to be a really tough league.
Listen, I had a fellow on a message board today say, if we beat Memphis, we're a sure number six seed in the NCAA tournament. I said, whoa, fella. We gotta play 18 SEC games against probably the best the SEC has ever been top to bottom, ever.
Look, right. I'm not advocating Murray, losing his spot or anything, but you look at what Barnes has done. He's got 19 rebounds in the two games that he missed, and they need that rebounding.
We've got Zach Berry next, and then Coach Mark Adams from the basketball program coming up.
I like coconuts. You can break them open, and they smell like ladies lying in the sun.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing 5 states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
This part of the show is brought to you by the Faris Group, partner in retirement. Faris Group has 20 years of experience, proven track record helping retirees invest. Call them at 601-607-4141 to schedule your free consultation. We're going to have, first of all, Zach Berry join us from the Ole Miss Spirit, then Coach Mark Adams of the Ole Miss basketball team on. Zach, welcome in.
Good evening, gentlemen. How we doing?
Hey, brother. How you? Listen, looks like they're spending their magic again in the portal. I mean, it's the early stages. They've got six guys now, but it seems like there's three or four more that are probably – going to be in the boat pretty soon.
Yeah, last week was pretty busy. You get six right off the bat. You get a five-star in Deshaun Womack, and then you add a couple big instant impact guys in Luke Haas, the tight end from Arkansas. I think Patrick Kudus is one of the bigger gets, as a lot of position versatility there. And then you also get Jalen Braxton. So you get a three-piece from Arkansas, and then I think right now, just a balanced effort from the staff, and I think you're only going to see it continue. On Saturday, you kind of closed up the first flurry with Princewell Umamielen, the brother of Princely. So they're really trying to. I don't think this is a rebuild. I think this is a reload effort from the staff.
How does Princely Princewell compared to Princely physically?
He's probably plays around 240, 245. I think Princely's a little bit thicker, obviously, but a similar athlete, probably not as much twitch off the edge as Princely, who could bend really well, but you know, Princely's obviously older, so Princewell could eventually grow into a player like that. But both Princewell and Deshaun Womack are both huge upside plays for Randall Joyner and Pete Golding. The stat sheet isn't flashy, but there's a lot to like. There are a lot of pieces, and the skill sets are ideal for what Ole Miss is having to replace with Princely leaving and Jared Ivey leaving.
You know, two big areas, Zach, that still need to be addressed are receiver and running back, and they're bringing in a ton of them. Right now they have Singleton, the number one wide receiver in the portal, that came in, I believe, over the weekend. Key, the number three wide receiver in the portal, was in as well from Kentucky. Where do you think Ole Miss stands with those two?
I would say right now, if I was an Ole Miss fan, I'd be cautiously optimistic on both of them. Ole Miss is wanting to, again, reload. This isn't a pick-and-choose type situation. I think Ole Miss is going to continue to be aggressive in the portal, and I think they would like to add both of them. I don't think this is an either-or. They play different positions. I know that Singleton kind of did everything for Georgia Tech, but I think that he would be more of an inside receiver for Ole Miss, where Dane Key would be an outside, a Trey Harris type. And then Singleton could be your inside weapon and kind of move him around. Ole Miss also hosted Dejon Stribling, another outside receiver target. He's from Oklahoma State. Played on some bad offenses and a bad team, but put up really good numbers, over 17 yards per reception, and a big play guy and really good after the catch. So, if you want to call him a, quote, consolation because you don't get the big flashy name like Dane Key, if Ole Miss were to land on Stribling as an outside wide receiver, it's not too shabby.
And then at running back there, obviously, as we saw this season, a huge need. Justin Haynes from Alabama comes in tomorrow. Ahmad Hardy from Louisiana Monroe was in over the weekend. Then you got a couple more guys, the Arkansas running back that looked really good this year, and the Missouri running back just went in the portal today. Where do you think that shakes out for those running backs?
Yeah, with both Ahmad Hardy and Justice Haynes, both are guys that have played a lot of Power 4 or, G5 football. They've played a lot of snaps. So I think those are the preference first and foremost, is to get someone that's played a lot of football. And then you've got the upside play with someone like Kevin Lacy, as you mentioned, from Missouri. Ole Miss was the leader for a couple months heading into signing day, and then Missouri swooped in late and snagged him. If Ole Miss wants to go for, a long-term – add him to go along with Shekai Mills-Knight for the future, that would be the play. But, yeah, I think right now it's Justice Haynes, the running back from Alabama, who, had up 95 touchdowns in high school, almost 8,000 rushing yards. He had 7 touchdowns this year for Alabama. He was splitting carries with Jalen Milroe. Again, it's not, over 1,000 like Ahmad Hardy, who was the feature back for ULM, but nevertheless, he is a legit dude and somebody that could really change that running back room and really bring some physicality. Ole Miss really needs that. I have high hopes, and I really think that Shekai Mills-Knight is going to be somebody that Ole Miss fans know for the next couple years. But that's a lot to ask of a true freshman. So bringing in somebody like Hardy or Justice Haynes that's a little bit more of a thumper and is proven – it would bode well for Ole Miss in the run game.
Zach, do you believe some of the money figures you're hearing?
Do I what?
Do you believe some of the money figures you're hearing in the portal? some kids well over $1 million. I don't know that I believe those figures.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is you hear them and then you ask, who'd you hear it from, or, how confident are you in the source that told you that? And then everybody's like, well, I don't know. So I talked a good bit to agents last cycle. I haven't talked to many this cycle. I've talked to a lot of people that do talk to agents, but they don't really talk about specific numbers. But yeah, I think you know how that goes, where that number, it might be this, and then by the time it reaches 3 or 4 other people, it's gone up. It's kind of like some fishing stories. So I don't really believe them.
All right, Zach, thanks for being with us and talking
buddy.
A little bit of that.
Appreciate Thank you, Zach. It. Appreciate it.
All right, see you guys.
Now let's move into some basketball discussion. Coach Mark Adams is on the phone line with us. Coach, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We've been talking portal and all kinds of different things. Good to talk a little hoops. Give some thoughts, if you don't mind, before we get you on, about what happened on the coast this weekend.
Well, I'm glad we're changing the subject. That's the last thing I want to talk about, the NIL and portal. But, you know, we had a really good game against Southern Miss. And, yeah, this is a team that's just slowly progressing, and especially on the defensive end. And in the second half, I thought we had one of the best halves of the year. And so we're getting there. Our offense has always been consistent, and just trying to get these guys to guard a little bit better on the other end.
Coach, it seems to be, this Gordon Ford, it seems to be that y'all are shooting the ball a lot better than you did last year. And people talk about y'all being small, but it seems to be that y'all are rebounding fairly well.
Yeah, you know, I kind of – Coach has me in charge of the defense. I wish I was offensive coach, because we have a lot of talent on the offensive end. And every time he gets mad at the defense, he yells at me. And I said, well, Coach, you recruited all offensive, you recruited all shooters. But this team, you know, just does a great job, not only just shooting the ball. I think we're around 36 or 37% from the three-point line, which is phenomenal. But we also take care of the ball. And this is – I've been Coach Beard 7 years, and this may be one of the best teams we've ever had. It just the way they pass the ball and take care of it and don't force themselves in situations where they can turn it over. So, you know, you look at the strength of this team and start with just taking care of the ball, and then everybody on this team can shoot, and which makes us hard to guard. You know, our bigs can shoot, and it's tough to prepare for us because – most teams have a couple of bigs that don't want to go out on the behind the 3-point line, and so we keep everybody honest, just so everybody can shoot the ball. And I think it's going to be one of our weapons when we go into the SEC.
Yeah, Coach, you need to pat yourself on the back though, because aren't you one of the leading teams in the country of forcing turnovers?
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, we actually are. That's one thing we are hanging our hat on. And you know, we get this team aggressive and playing the right way. We make teams really uncomfortable. In fact, we've had two or three teams that played us, called back later and told us that they had to completely just junk their offense and try to do something different just so that they could, get a shot off and take care of the ball. So our turnovers has been the strength of this defense at this point. The thing that we've got to continue to work on is that we don't have the length and athleticism to rebound. So we spend a lot of our time talking about just blocking out and trying, just to make sure we give up one shot. So that's getting better. And if we can improve on that more, I think we'll be very competitive when we get into the conference.
You know, Coach, rebounding to me is not all height. To me, it's effort and heart and wanting to rebound. And it looks like our guys are starting to get that.
I need you to come talk to the team. You're preaching to the choir. But, you know, a lot of it's just the physicality and, you just got to program these guys to consistently go and hit somebody. And at times we'll end up standing around, but we do a lot of drills, and Coach shows a lot of video just on imports and blocking out. And, you know, that's always been my saying. I love defense, but I always say the most important thing about defense is rebounding. You know, you give up a team second or third shots, you're not very good defensively. So it's a work in progress, but we've seen a lot of improvement the last two or three games.
Coach, do you feel like that you and the staff and Coach Beard are pretty settled on your rotations now through 10 games?
You know, we've got mostly seniors on this team, with a handful of freshmen, and then we have Dia, who's a junior. So, and we're playing our older guys, but they're our best players right now just because they're veterans. They know how to play. And so we are settled in with those guys. It hurts when you got Matt Morrell that's been sidelined for a few games. And, well, we miss him because he is one of our best defensive players. He's one of our best athletes, has tons of experience, and he's a three-level player on offense and probably the top. He and I'd say Dre are two best defensive players, though Sean has done really well. Sean Padula has just come miles as far as defense goes. So we need Matt back in the lineup, but But overall, you know, we're getting better on the defensive end. And I'd like to answer your question. We've settled in with about 7 or 8 guys we like. With Matt out, we've been playing the freshman Klatsky, and he's filled that role well and has had some big games for us.
Coach, the SEC will be starting in about 2 weeks. The league is kind of phenomenal. Tell me what your thoughts are going into that. I think this will be your first year in the SEC.
Yeah, I'd like to go on vacation through January and February. I told Coach Beard, this is the wrong time to get in the SEC. You know, I've been in the Big 12, and that's always been the conference that everybody talks about, is having the overall and top to bottom best team. But this year, it's really nearly depressing. But the good thing about that is that we'll be playing great competition every game. And in some ways, you can take a little pressure off of you. They're saying now 10, 11 teams may get into the tournament. So we certainly want to win the SEC. But it also, because we're great competition, gives us a chance to get better each game. And we just got to win the home games and try to split on the road. If we do that, we'll have a great year.
Coach, I know as a coach you want to get better in every aspect of the game, but if you had to narrow it down to one thing you want to see the team improve on before SEC play, it would be what?
Well, that's a good question. You know, as a coach, people ask me a lot what I think a good coach is, and I think it's one is that just as long as your team is playing is harder than the team you're playing, and so that's one of our goals, just the toughness and playing with intensity. And the second thing is just to continue to get better. I think a good coach is a good coach if their teams get better and playing their best basketball in March. But when you start looking at things, we've already talked about rebounding is key for this team. We've got to do a much better job of blocking out. And then on offense, rebounds as well. We've got to have more crashers. But that would be number one. And then just our defense to improve. Our offense has been very consistent. We've just got guys that don't have that mindset yet that we want to guard every possession, and it's come a long ways. And I mean, we still got miles to go, but we're seeing improvement, and our guys are starting to buy into that.
Coach, thanks for the visit tonight. We appreciate your time.
Appreciate you, brother.
We look forward to having you on again.
Yeah, thank y'all. God bless you. Thanks for having
you
me.
You too.
Coach Mark Adams. I like his answers, right?
Yeah.
A guy that's been a head coach, he's been in the league, he knows what it's like to play this kind of competition that's coming up.
Fascinating. He coached with Beard, then took over when Beard left, and now he's back with Beard. That's great camaraderie and chemistry, you know, to have him back with Beard.
Well, certainly know each other, that's important in coaching.
We'll have the SEC and Ole Miss news coming up, more recruiting, the good, bad, and ugly as we finish it up here in just a few.
She's all right. I don't know. She's all right. She's all right. She's all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now. www.oxford38655.com or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, Ole Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Start this one off with SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins is the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. Chuck there says, you know she's worth it. We were just talking about men's basketball. I'll just go AP poll. I've been doing this the last couple of weeks. Tennessee 1, Auburn 2, Kentucky 4, Bama 6, Florida 7, A&M 12, and Ole Miss 17. First three teams receiving votes, Mississippi State, Arkansas, and Missouri. Then you throw in later down the list, Georgia. And Texas.
And all of those teams are projected by the ESPN latest projections to be in the tournament. I don't know how many that ended up being, but I think 11, 12.
12.
Coach,
that's 12 altogether. 10. 7 in and 5 getting votes.
Yeah. So, Coach said that you could get 10 in. This thing might go 12 deep.
If you go 12 deep, though, you're going to be taking teams that are 7-11.
Yeah,
you're going to have to. Yeah,
I think State finished 8-10 the last 2 years, but, and they got in with a much.
You think right now the Ole Miss net ranking is 22 after the weekend? Yeah. They've got 2 non-conference games that will drop it down a little bit because of who they are.
But Memphis will bring it up.
Memphis will bring it back, and then the SEC teams are just going to keep you in that top 30 or 40 for sure, unless you lose all your games, right?
Sure.
But an 8-8 in the SEC.
I mean, this is going to be one of the most exciting seasons.
16 games? I thought it was 18.
18. Yeah.
18.
Yeah, 8 and 10.
I wish they'd go 20. I don't know why they only play 18. It needs to go 20. I mean, you're playing 8-9 games against just nobodies.
I'd like to see us get 500 in the SEC just to be safe, right?
Yeah, I would too.
Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment presented by the Grove Collective. The mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for the Ole Miss student athletes.
Yeah, as we mentioned earlier, Ole Miss got I've already signed 6 portal signees, and Deshaun Womack, defensive end, tight end Luke Hasek, offensive lineman Patrick Cutis from Arkansas, him and Luke, Princewell from Nebraska, Jalen Bratson from Arkansas, P.J. Wilkins from Charlotte, and then there's a bunch of major targets. We spoke about the 2 wide receivers, Dane Key from Kentucky, Eric Singleton from Georgia Tech. Top 2 running backs that right now seem to be Justice Haynes from Bama, Ahmad Hardy from Louisiana Monroe. They also bringing in Trey Hall and Ramon Jordan at the community college. Their visits are coming up. I think Justice Haynes, for Bama, I think that's one that you might see commit next. He comes in tomorrow. I know they're putting a lot of eggs in the basket for him. They've got Alexander Wolschiger out of Boston College. He visits pending. They've got Charles Brantley, a 4-star, the number 4 cornerback, all Big Ten this past season. He came in today. Moose Phillips of Virginia Tech, 3-year starter. He comes in today. And then Fresno State quarterback that was up for the O'Brien Award comes in Wednesday, Mikey Keeney. So overall, Chucky and G-Man and Gary, Ole Miss has brought in 28 players in the last 7 days. I mean, that might be as many as high school. Not as many, but you get the picture. I mean, this is just net brace pace, and they've still got to the 28, so keep up.
The good, the bad, and the ugly is brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, Riverland has you covered. Home or business, they're a GAF Master Elite contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text them, 662-644-4297, or go to the website, riverlandroofing.com.
For the good, the transfer portal is going well. The Rebels are currently ranked in familiar territory with portal classes sitting near the top of all schools, and it's just started. I mean, it's going to be even better. The men's basketball team keeps rolling along at 9-1 and ranks 16th in the nation. With 10 games under their belts, Coach Beard now has his rotations down, and he continues to play 9 or 10 guys, which keeps everyone fresh. Ole Miss is one of two schools in the nation with three teams, men's hoops, women's hoop, and football, in the top, all in the top 25. Tennessee is the other. Nobody else has got that distinction. Good work by all three programs. Practice for the Gator Bowl is ongoing, with the Rebels practicing through the 23rd here in Oxford, taking a short break for Christmas and meeting up back in Jacksonville on the 29th of December. The bad, well, I'll be glad when Matthew Morrell gets off the injury list. As Coach Adams just told us, he's important cog defensively at least. It's not bad, but I wish linebacker Pooh Paul would have chosen to come back to Ole Miss for a senior season, but instead he opted to go to the NFL. We wish him the best. He was certainly a fine player for the year he was a Rebel. Walter Nolan also declared, but we knew the ultra-talented defensive tackle was going to. There was never a chance he was coming back for another year of collegiate ball.
I guess we should have put David Kellum on the injured list, right? He's he's out with he lost his voice during the game in Biloxi, and I'll try and fill his shoes tomorrow with Coach Mark Dukes in the game against Southern.
You'll do a great job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good luck, Gary.
5:30 for that airtime as the Rebels will have them, and then Queens finishing up in Oxford, then Memphis on the 28th after Christmas. So, no show next week.
No show next week. We'll be right back on. Right before the bowl game on the 30th, actually. So the bowl game's on the 2nd. We'll have a lot of good intel from our boy Harry Harrison, and, you know, get the latest scoop on how the preparations have been going.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of things we'll know. More on the portal, on who's playing, not playing, this and that.
Be a big week.
So I've already seen where Utah's freshman quarterback decided to get back out of the portal and go back. There could be a lot of different things that happen.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have Coach back on to give us a preview of the opening game of the SEC play.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, everybody.
Howdy toddy.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.